Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The House Judiciary Committee has given the White House until later today to say whether President Trump or his lawyers will take part in any additional impeachment hearings. Yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi gave the go-ahead for drawing up articles of impeachment. Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux reports from Capitol Hill.
And the tone really here, the mood on the Capitol was somber. It was also tense. And speaking with lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, they echo that sentiment. Just get it over with is what they are saying. In the meantime, all eyes on that 5 p.m. deadline of this afternoon, whether or not the White House, the president will participate in Monday's hearing.
It appears Democrats in the House could be on track to vote to impeach President Trump by Christmas. The president tweeted he wants to fast-track the process so he can get a fair trial in the GOP-led Senate. It was either a sadistic trick or a freak mishap. A New York City police officer got more than he bargained for at a restaurant in Queens yesterday.
The deli is called Bon Appetit Specialty Food Store in Rockaway, Queens. But when a cop ordered a sandwich there and bit down on it, it was anything but appetizing. Police say it contained a rusty old razor blade cutting the officer's mouth, requiring a hospital visit. Customers of the deli say they're surprised.
Well, that's terrible. Terrible. I mean, I don't know what to say about it. Hopefully they're more careful. I love this place. I've been coming here for a long time.
Never had a problem?
Never. Food is great. The people are great.
Detectives were seen at the deli questioning employees and looking at surveillance tapes. Drew Scott, 1010 Winds, in the Rockaways, Queens.
The restaurant has issued a statement apologizing for what happened. Management says it's deeply concerned about this and pledges full cooperation in the police investigation. One man is dead, two other people are in serious condition after a collision early this morning on Kennedy Boulevard in Jersey City. It was a taxi that collided with an SUV, and the SUV flipped over.
I can't believe it. I've never seen anything like that.
Kathleen McCauley lives in the neighborhood and spoke with ABC 7. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Identities have not been released. The search is on for the vandals who struck at the Holocaust Memorial Park in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. The NYPD says an investigation of the graffiti found on a planter and at the bench at the park will proceed quickly, and the graffiti will be removed right away. The park is in the district represented by City Councilman Chaim Deutsch. He calls the incident distressing and disrespectful. You've been warned. The city is ready to start sending out tickets for bus lane violations.
Over the last 2 months, bus-mounted cameras have been busy chronicling bus lane blockers.
We've identified approximately 15,000 bus lane blockers since October 7th.
And that's just on two bus routes, the B44 and the M15. Acting MTA bus president Craig Cipriano.
But this program is not about collecting violations as much as about improving bus speeds, improving bus service, and bringing customers back to the bus system.
The MTA is also adding more dedicated bus lanes to go along with bus lane enforcement. It's all to make for a faster ride. Al Jones, 1010 Winds on First Avenue at 59th Street.
Another guilty plea in that GoFundMe scam in New Jersey. Mark D'Amico pleaded guilty today to state charges of misapplication of entrusted property. He's accused of helping to make up a story about a homeless man giving him and his girlfriend $20 for gas to play on sympathies and garner donations. The trio raised more than $400,000 on GoFundMe before the scheme fell apart. Caitlin McClure and Johnny Bobbitt have already pleaded guilty in the case. D'Amico still faces federal wire fraud and money laundering conspiracy charges. The November jobs report is out. The economy added 266,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%.
This is just a solid all-around report.
Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
Obviously, we saw an increase in manufacturing employment with the end of the auto worker strike, but we also saw job gains across a wide variety of industries, so education and healthcare, travel and tourism, business and professional services, transportation.
So consumers should be feeling pretty good.
We have more people working. They have bigger paychecks. Consumers are in excellent shape. This should be a good holiday shopping season.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Santa will be coming to town in just a few weeks, but SantaCon comes to Hoboken tomorrow. The day-long pub crawl attracts thousands of partiers dressed up as Santa and other holiday-themed characters who can sometimes be a nuisance to people who live in the area. But this man named Bruno doesn't have a problem with it.
It doesn't bother me. The more they drink, the more money this town will make. I lived in this town 45 years, okay, and it has changed. Some for the better, some for the worst. But if the town can make money, the bars can make money, the people, as long as they don't do no damage, I don't see no problem with it.
New Jersey Transit has announced its annual ban on beverages on trains, buses, and light rail during Hoboken SantaCon. New York City's SantaCon is scheduled for December 14th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.